Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is about teens, and it's very appropriate given that the last 36 hours or so I have gone through the incredible highs and the incredible lows that many parents go through with their teens. I've got two of them, and so it's twice the trouble, twice the joy at times, and definitely twice the sleepless nights. You can email questions of any kind to me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And if you haven't already, please join the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. You can listen to any of my shows, read any or all of my current or past columns by visiting brucesalen.com. Also, please check out my other website, boomertechtalk.com, where my 14-year-old has created a comic book. A comic strip, I should say, called It's a Tech World After All, though he has gone on hiatus and a new artist has taken over, and it's quite a different imagination of the same world. Also, I have a fun series on Boomer Tech Talk called The Evolution of Technology. So far, we've done the transistor radio, we've done vinyl records, and drive-in movies. We are taking votes for the subject for the next one. I am extremely proud to announce that my first book will be coming out in May. It's the perfect Father's Day gift. Title of the book is A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation. You may go, if you want to pre-order the book, to brucesalen.com and hit the store tab on the top, and you can pre-order the book and get a very special deal that I am offering for all pre-orders. And you will be supporting me and supporting my writing efforts. And more importantly, I hope you will learn something good. And it's, as I said, the pluperfect gift for Father's Day. Today's topic is based on my current Dad's Point of View column, which is called Teaching Teens to Care. And it was really inspired, ironically, by a column on Boomer Tech Talk called Social Media in Times of Crisis, which has been the most viewed column article on Boomer Tech Talk since our inception less than 6 months ago. It was a really terrific article by my partner, Linda Sherman, about what and how social media can impact the world during a time of crisis. And, of course, it was focusing on Japan, and it offers and offered tremendous links and information, places to go to learn about what's going on and to potentially help. What I experienced, however, in my own home was a different kind of caring. One of my sons, and I won't say who is who, was really concerned, and that was partly because he had spent some time in Japan, and he actually came in to me and said, "Dad, I want to give $100 to the Red Cross." And I was blown away. My other son, who had not been to Japan and who, you know, may have woken up on the wrong side of the bed that morning, who knows, he was making jokes. And I didn't feel that was really the right response to the imagery we were seeing on television the first day or two out of Japan. And it made me think, together with the BoomerTechTalk.com article about what we can do to help, it made me think about how our teens are obviously, and we all know this, outrageously, incredibly self-centered, as the world, of course, revolves around me, me, me. And so I decided to write this column. I had my own brush with death about 5 years ago, in which I survived what should have been a crippling or deadly car crash. And I remember at the time, the first thing I did was I literally patted each limb of my body to see if they were still attached, bleeding, or broken. And the second thing I did after extricating myself from the crumbled vehicle, which was no easy task, was I looked up to the sky and I said, "Thank you." And shortly after returning home, I wrote the gratitude column to immediately share the powerful feelings I had from that experience of my good fortune. Many of those feelings returned to me the morning of the Japanese earthquake when I first saw the still photos in my Twitter stream and later went to the television and started seeing those extraordinary images. How could anyone not care, not sympathize, or not think about it? And as I said, my older teen was the one who not only didn't care, but he made jokes. And in a kind of callous and immature way, in the sense that he was saying, "Oh, that's just life." Well, yes, tragedies and bad things happen in life, but we as human beings can care and we can help. And that was what I responded to with that response from him. I struggle often with both my teenagers' decision-making ability, because we know now scientifically, and this has only been something that has been common knowledge for a decade or so, we know that the frontal cortex of teens and young adults is not fully developed. So consequently, their decision-making ability is impaired literally by physiology. Yet I still want to think that as a parent, we can impact that to some degree. And I wondered, had I done such a bad job of parenting that my own son could be so heartless and flip in light of what had happened? I do understand all too well that the center of the universe, as I said, for most teens is me, me, me. I was certainly the center of my universe when I was a teen, as my mother incessantly reminded me. But my mom's words came back to haunt me. Her words were, she used to say and almost mimic Professor Higgins from My Fair Lady with My Fair Lady by saying, just you wait. And it's come home to roost for me times two. She only had me to deal with. And if it weren't so painful at times, I'd be laughing at how true her words were. What she didn't prepare me for, however, was the times that I see myself in my sons and I don't like what I see. There are certainly any number of times in my life now as a relatively grown adult that I am self-centered. I just asked my wife. She is often accusing me of such things. But we model for our kids. And teaching our kids to care is something that is part of the job of parenting. And while my younger son wasn't as callous as his older brother, who just didn't seem to care, what was the difference? I raised the boys the same. I gave them the same values. I made sure they had the same religious upbringing. So what was the difference? I don't know. And the other question I really have that I'm going to ask our guests as well is, where does empathy come from? Can it be taught? Can it be taught without religion? Does a secular society or home teach compassion? I'm not really going to take on the religion versus secular discussion other than to say that a set of values, which most religions provide, is a stronger tool than mom or dad saying, because I say so, and or because I feel a certain way. So some standards, whether they're religious or otherwise, must be taught to our kids. The answer beyond religion in the home is the same one I so often declare. Be a role model for the behavior that you want from your kids. In the case of this current disaster, get involved with a charity that is supporting relief efforts in Japan. Make sure that your charitable efforts are well known in your home. Bring your younger sons with you when you go to a soup kitchen on Thanksgiving, or take your used books to the library or shelter. Everything you do, your kids see, the good and the bad. I often say that our job as parents of teens is to simply keep them alive. They won't listen to much we say, so all we can really do is put some firm boundaries on them depending on their individual issues, risks, and behaviors. And the only thing we can do is be the best human being we can be and hope it does indeed rub off. I believe parents can only do so much. Some kids are born with a kinder, gooder heart, and some kids just aren't. And if you beat yourself up over it, you will be beating yourself up over something you can't fully control. There was an old movie that I saw as a kid that was really powerful to me. It was called The Bad Seed. And it was about a teen girl that just was evil. Now, I don't believe that many kids are born evil, but some are. And some have a tendency towards behaving better or worse. So my advice to most parents when they deal with a troubled kid is do the best you can, seek help, seek counsel. But again, model the behavior you want. It is time for a break, as my producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me. Our next segment will be and is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, and we'll get his take on this issue about teaching teens to care, since he is past raising young teens. They're both out of the home. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we will be right back.
Bruce Salen, father of two. Bruce Salen, he knows what to do. Bruce Salen, what's that going to do?